Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath in. And hold. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today. And allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose, bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum, family. This is your brother, Sean Ali. Welcome to the Health and Wellness Power Hour with Sister Denise Renee Muhammad and myself. It is always a pleasure and a privilege and indeed an honor to come before our people and be of any type of service, especially one that's rooted in God, that's rooted in healing, health, wellness, and life. So we thank you. We welcome you. Tonight we want to go over solutions for the original nation. Original solutions for the original nation. And this has been actually a three-part. Now this is part three. We had such a beautiful discussions on the first two, last 2 weeks, that the conversations has all went literally to the end of the show, to where we just decided to keep that momentum rolling and bring it back, because that's one thing we as a people really need, and that is our own solutions. And as one myself who studies, and I know Sister Denise, she is furthering her education and her knowledge and her focus on the oils, the essential oils, and together we learn not only the causes, but we learn the solutions, and we learn some original tools. And for a lot of us, we've become adapted to this American society and the Western civilization's practice of medicine. And one thing that anybody that goes to the doctors will know is that they do not practice healing. They practice medicine. So that means that if you go to see one of these practitioners, one of these physicians, you're going to leave with a prescription. You're going to leave with a medicine. And this is because they are geared to treat the symptoms and not the cause. And by that I mean, we normally, the number one reason we go to seek medical attention is for pain. My migraines, my arthritis, lupus is painful, sickle cell anemia is painful. We don't know what's going on. We feel a pain and a discomfort, so we go seek medical attention. And they treat the symptoms. So you go and you say, hey, I have a problem with my muscles and they're tightening up. So they will give you a muscle relaxant, which doesn't treat the cause. It just treats the symptoms. So when that wears off, you have the same problem over and over again. Same with arthritis, the same with asthma. Anything that we go for, the medicine only is designed to treat because they want us to come back, is the main reason. They want us to be a revolving door and to swipe that insurance card so they can get paid. So what we try to do here with the show is to treat the cause. And anybody that gets sick, anybody that's suffering from a disease, an illness, you have made yourself sick. You have made yourself diseased. You have made yourself ill. And once you can learn how to, once you can learn how to stop causing your disease, your sickness, your illness, then you can turn right around and you can heal yourself, mainly because you have stopped doing the cause. And once you stop the cause, the effect disappears. So, and these are all mental. These are all, it starts mentally. It starts with us not having the ability to eat to live. It's us not having the ability to exercise, or the will or the want to exercise. So, and on my sister's side, Sister Denise, with the essential life essences, these are elements that are designed by God to help us create an environment of peace, an environment of ease, an environment of clarity inside our brain, inside our mind. And this sets the stage for our body to be at ease and at peace and be able to heal and function as God created. And that's the main thing. So tonight, that's what we're going to go into. And my sister Denise, she had to be involved with her daughter, and she will be joining us very soon.
But, I'm here, Brother Sean. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Wa alaikum assalam. Glad you could make it.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh yeah, that, and I mean that's what we really, because we become accustomed to these TV shows, and I say it and I keep saying it. We watch all of these medical shows, House, ER, you know, and Grey's Anatomy, and they heal people within 30 minutes and an hour of the show. And we looking at this, and we, when we fall into a sickness or a disease, we think we're going to go to the hospital and get that same type of treatment, when that is a TV show and it's far from reality. Because I haven't found, unless you are born with a particular disease or ailment that you have been dealing with your whole life, every other disease is self-inflicted. I haven't found one that isn't. And it's simply because we just not living according to the instructions that the Creator placed on us when He created us. And that's mainly our eating habits, our drinking habits, and our lack of motion. And with the oils, which what I love, and I will always promote those as a solution, because as we try to control ourselves and get our life together, those outside distractions. See, the restaurants, they have an ingredient called flavor. You don't, that's it. It's just called flavor. You can find it in many processed, manufactured food items. It's flavor. So when you are preparing this, it hits your olfactory senses to hit that part of your brain, that satiety part, that limbic system, and it overrides your brain with that flavor. So you might, it might be a flavor that makes you reminisce about your childhood, that makes you reminisce about a time when you was feeling good, that makes you see, and it will, and once it's there, it has the ability to override the rational thinking. And then you will find yourself eating that cake, eating that ice cream, eating that candy, drinking that soda, eating your whatever food. And then you'll be like, man, I don't know why. Man, I can't stop myself. I can't help myself. These are the things that we say. This is the cause of our sickness, our dis-ease, our inability to heal, so we suffer chronically. It's repetitive. So with these oils that Sister Denise had, when these flavors, when these outside elements, when you ride down there and you smell that chicken, or you smell that Chinese food, or you smell that seafood restaurant. See, that's the trick to get you. If you're an alcoholic, they can't smell alcohol because the smell of the alcohol will trigger it. When a person trying to stop cigarettes, they don't like the smell of cigarettes because it will trigger in them and be a cause for them to indulge in that negative behavior. So on the flip side, on the healthy side, man, they got these life essences. We can pop the top. Sister Denise, we can pop the top. Tell them we can pop the top.
That's right. Within 22 seconds, you can erase that negative thought that you had before you inhale that oil, because it's going to remind you of something good.
Yes. Yes. And then now you stop the cause.
Right.
So now we know that sugar is a drug. So we know that people crave it just like a drug addict craves cocaine or an alcoholic craves alcohol. So to say, I'm just going to stop my sugar habit, we have tried that unsuccessfully. Man, that soda, you would tell yourself, if I don't drink this Pepsi, I'm getting a headache because
right.
I need my Pepsi. See, come on now. Come on.
Right.
And
Brother Sean.
Yeah, go ahead.
I learned a new term today, false fixes. We rely on these false fixes. These, like you say, the soda, the Pepsi, the just getting that sugar rush, drugs, alcohol, all of those are false fixes.
Yes, yes, and yes, and the cause of a very real disease and sickness
right.
inside of our, yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
false fixes. And this is what, just like with emotions, with us seeking a lot of the outside things that we do, trying to seek or find to replace inside love.
Mm-hmm.
So these false fixes are go right, because the natural high that we should get from being alive, a lot of us don't like ourselves or our life, and we think we stuck. So we need a false fix to give us the natural high we should get just
mm-hmm.
from being alive.
Yeah. I mean, we're miracles in motion. We are literally miracles in motion. And we sitting around here depressed and just, wow.
mm-hmm. And we looking for a false, and that's particularly, well, it's only found in us here in America. Because
mm-hmm.
we have our brothers and sisters from the motherland, they will come over here and they don't have the same stigmas that we have. And it causes us to hate them because we come and we like, well, they got a break. No, they didn't get a break. I know several Africans. They don't come with a bank account, with an American bank account. They come over mm-hmm. here, they will live just like our Mexican brothers. They will get a house, bring all the people over here. The money that they make, they will save, send back home where the value is increased. make that money work. And now they have more money because they are being smart and they not buying a new Escalade, putting $5,000 rims on it and wanting to tint the windows and have the new Jordan and keep going out to clubs every week and keep partying. Mm-hmm. See, they and a lot of these people grow their own food because they're used to eating natural food.
Right.
So it's like the lifestyle. This is that's where, man, when we got these, when we say accept your own and be yourself in regards to health and wellness, that's you and I understanding that we, if we don't live according to ourselves, we will cause ourselves to be diseased.
Mm-hmm.
And all sickness is an energy deficit. We have created an energy deficit so low, our cells can't live. They can't survive. So our cells break down, our tissues break down, our organs break down, and the system breaks down, and we die.
Right.
So, man, we got, listen, people will hear us, and we will talk about this oil, and I want them to know that if your brain, the pituitary gland is the master gland. They refer to that as the master gland. That's the seat of your hormones, of your electricity. That's the seat of the secretion of the elements to travel down your spinal column to your body.
Right.
So every hormone that the endocrine system secretes, from endorphins to cortisol to all of the adrenaline, it starts with the pituitary gland. So when we have a pituitary gland that's wired to look for an external source for activation, that is the dependency that we will carry to our grave.
That's right.
So when you got the oil and you go see a doctor and they like, hey, and you tell this doctor I'm sick and I don't know, the doctor can't see through your skin. just by saying I'm hurting or this, that, hey, sister, you come on, sis.
Right. Yeah, we have yeah, we gotta, like you said, accept our own and accept your own and be yourself. These essential oils, life essences, the solutions that we offer have been around. We just have to come back to ourselves, come back to our nature. Detox from this world, separate or die, basically. We have to, you know, we got to accept what God has provided for us. I mean, that you would think that wouldn't be hard, but I don't know.
That's like I said, because we've been we watch these TV shows.
Right.
So that's why they bombard us with these medical dramas, because they know people see,
mm-hmm.
And we got to understand ginger is an old root. It's been, turmeric's been around, garlic has been around, onions and these, just like they are medicinal today, they were medicinal yesterday. The average person in that population did not have access to garlic, turmeric, onions, pepper, none of that, coffee.
Mm-hmm.
It was the medicine man or woman.
Right.
That had. We never ate those on a regular basis. So we got to understand that a lot of what we going on, we say accept your own and be yourself. That means you're eating. We didn't eat nowhere near like what we ate right now.
Exactly.
So these oils are medicinal, but they have no
side effects. No side effects.
Aspirin got a side effect. It might stop your headache, but it will eat the lining in your stomach. You see, antibiotics have side effects. They may stop whatever bacteria or virus, but you will destroy your good bacteria also. See, ginger is a blood thinner. So if you take too much, if you take too much of it, you thin your blood. See, so we got to understand that we never ate. We ate when we were really hungry. We didn't eat breakfast. We didn't wake up doing none of this. And if we, tell them, sis, see, how can you control your eating habits with the oil?
With the oil, we have oils like peppermint that goes to within 22 seconds of inhaling. It goes directly to the satiety center of your brain. So you're going to have that feeling of fullness without compromising your digestive system, without putting anything in your mouth. You're going to have that feeling of fullness. And this is science. This is not, you know, nothing spooky or abracadabra. It's real. It's real.
It's as real as go grab something. Throw it in the air and watch it drop, or just observe what it does, and you have just conducted a scientific experiment.
Right.
So go ahead. If we got a caller, is somebody waiting, sis?
Let me see. I think they dropped. They hung up. Yeah, they're no longer waiting.
Okay.
But so if anyone has a question or a comment, press 1 and we'll bring you into the queue.
Exactly. Now, also family, this will be a short show tonight. We're going to stop about 15 minutes early. On Sister Sharita Muhammad. And I'm trying to pull it up right now. They have a show tonight, and this is a very, they're talking about the press conference. They're going to build on the press conference that our beloved brother minister, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan issued, that issue that he gave to the United States, to the United States government. And they are going to be having a group discussion on how we see it, what we think about it, and other plans and how we can move forward. And that, I think it behooves all of us to hear and chip in, especially when we got a chance to chip in. I love them type of shows where we can call and chip in, like this show right here, where you can call and chip in, and it's on a worthy topic. We're not talking about who's our favorite rapper, what's our favorite movie, Power. We're not talking about none of Empire, none of that.
Right.
We're talking about right. And
the
to
time
me,
and
there
what
is
must
nothing.
Be done.
There you go. The time and what must be done. And I really want to be tuned into that one. I want, because all of us got something to say. And what you talk about, Sister Denise, really is relevant to that topic. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
But as we are continuing on with this beautiful show, I want us to know that please, you have Sister Denise, who has not only the access to which essential oil and to the life essences themselves. But she has worked hard to put together instruction manuals so you can have your books with it, you know, and you can have, right, so you don't have to worry about doing a Google search. Right.
Yeah.
See, you, right. Because we definitely want to, we want to, it's about healing ourselves, right, sis?
That's right. Yes, we, and we're just trying to help facilitate the process. Nobody can heal you. You have to heal yourself. We can give you the tools, the science that we have, but you have to put it into practice.
Yes.
And that's what it's about.
Yes. And it's for instance, when you go, if you go to the ER, you are going to leave with a bunch of papers. You're going to have all of the insurance, but then they will give you instructions on what to do. Right.
And all those side effects from them drugs they just gave you.
Right. They're going to give you instructions. If a lot of us, we don't even read those papers.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's with that illusion of competence. Is when, because you are familiar with it, you think you know, so you don't, you disregard the instructions or anything else, and you just, and that's when we fall short.
Right, right. That's it.
But with these oils, see, once you smell it, not only are you at peace, but you have a clear mind. See, you can operate machines. See, you can stop. You can stop your arthritis. Right. See, you can relax your muscle, and you don't interfere with your mental faculty. See, you can still operate machinery now. See, you don't. They don't hit. Oh, see.
So you.
Because what is it? What's that? What's the one? The allergy one? Benadryl.
Yeah, yeah.
They use that to go to sleep. Some people, I know people that give Benadryl to their children.
To their children.
To put their ass to sleep. Excuse my life.
Yes.
I know. All right. Oh, see, you in Texas. You all the way in Texas. See, look, you all the way in Texas would know about that.
Yep.
See, and I'm in Maryland.
Look,
so,
in my prior life, I was guilty of that.
Oh, this thing, we just, how much to give? Look, we don't even read that.
Yeah, like, here,
see,
man,
see,
go to sleep.
See. I know people that tell their children,
teaspoon. Go to sleep.
What? I don't know what a teaspoon look like.
Exactly. That little, you know, that little cup they put on there.
Man, after the first use and we don't wash it, we get tired of washing that little cup out.
Exactly.
Third, fourth use,
man.
We didn't wash it out and it got all dirty, so now you just winging it.
Right. Yep.
Man. So this one, we saying that we got an oil for that. You can put your child to sleep without killing them.
That's right.
Yeah, without killing your child. See,
exactly. Put some lavender. Shoot, I do that every night. Lavender on Layla's feet. Within a minute or two, she is snoring.
Without
with
killing.
No side effects, and she don't wake up groggy. You know how they wake up groggy after having that Benadryl.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't operate machinery.
Exactly.
Ain't that, look, they give you something for your allergies, and it makes your mind foggy. What the hell?
Yeah, wow.
That's telling you how they are controlling your allergies by shutting down your mind.
Exactly. So you sleep, so you're not worried about sneezing and all the other symptoms that's going along with it. Wow.
They didn't relax your muscle. They relax your muscle, but not the muscle in your back. They relax the muscle in your head. So
right.
The signal from your back was put, it dampened that part of your brain.
Right.
So it stopped at your limbic system and your reptilian, your brain stem, where the pain is, where that fight or flight, where that emotional part of your brain in the limbic, it numbs your limbic system, which stops your rational, your neocortex, your prefrontal cortex, all of that thinking part of your brain is shut down, and there's
that's
nothing you
like
can
that.
Do about it until it wears off.
That's right. I'll bear witness.
I will be praying. We'll be praying. We'll be praying.
Mm-hmm.
That we'll be praying.
Right.
That it wears off.
Yeah.
See?
Can it, man.
Hold on, sis. Hold on.
Yeah,
I gotta. hey, man. Please let me come down off this Benadryl. I can't go to work anymore. I got the kids. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that other one. What's that other one? NyQuil?
Yeah.
The nighttime sleepy medicine. But, yeah, we definitely have natural solutions.
Hold on.
Okay. Where you won't be groggy if you have allergies. Lavender, peppermint, and lemon. Put it in a diffuser.
Right. Wow. Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm sorry.
No, I was waiting on you.
Oh no. I'm just it's. You know, we don't sit down and pre-plan our shows for anybody that is too. We don't sit down and map it out. We might talk.
Right. We have an idea of what we want to talk about, but once we get on here.
Yeah, it flows. So it's
right.
And I'm and it's registering on me. Happens with you right now as we talking about, and it's like wow. And when we look at, if not for us, we have to recognize for our children.
Right.
And
that's right.
It's called the epigenetic. The epigenetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a science where, right, and this is where it affects you, your children, and your children's children.
Wow.
The same way they use that epigenetics to make us slaves. See, the first slaves, they put that fear. They put that confusion. They put that Christianity. So that when the child come, they not looking at him. They waiting on that third generation.
Right.
See, they went right.
Mm-hmm.
Gee.
Wow.
Now here we are. We have a serious chance. We have a serious opportunity to use a natural product, a natural element that we have been using for millions of years to heal our mind so
that's
we
right.
can heal our body.
That's right.
Man.
Clear that brain fog.
Eating, I raised chickens, family. Sister, you know this, sister. I raised chickens.
Yes, sir.
My chickens have a coop and a run area. I can throw food. I don't feed them in the coop because they sleep there. So I put the food in the run area, And all the and out of the four chickens I got right now, only one will find the door. The other three will be stale. They'll pace back and forth in front of the screen. Instead of they just saw the one go out the door. They watched the one get out the door. And instead of figuring out, let me follow her out the door, they will sit there stuck, and I have to literally chase them out of the coop.
Wow.
So a chicken eater, because you are what you eat. See, you
That's
are
right.
what you eat. That is the same thing as a drug, as a narcotic. It creates that confusion because you develop the characteristics of that chicken, and we run around and we can watch this brother. We watch Minister Farrakhan stand up and go to Libya when nobody else could go to Libya. Go on a world friendship tour to a lot of countries that's on the list of the American government, and he did not ask them and he did not care.
Right.
And instead of us following him to our godhood, to our freedom, here he is. From 79-80 when he stood up to reestablish to 2017, and he's still waiting on us, man. We like that damn chick. Man, we got something. These essential life essences, because we don't call them essential oils no more, because they're not oils. They use that to trick us, to think it's some smell-good perfume, cologne-type stuff. No, it's not.
Right, right. These are medicinal. And, family, if you use the essential oils, make sure they're therapeutic grade, because there, excuse me, there are a lot of synthetics out on the market that you cannot ingest, and they may cause more harm than good, so... If you don't purchase from me, just make sure you're getting therapeutic grade essential oils.
Right. If you pay $3.
Right at the dollar store.
if you, 'cause you don't need a lot. So
right.
A drop is the usually prescribed doses. It's no more than two or three drops, and that's literally drops. It's not a it's drops.
Right.
So you don't need right. So if you're paying $3, you might not have a therapeutic grade oil.
That's right.
You just might got the smell good. You might just you got the oil. You don't
the
have
fragrance.
The,
yeah, you don't.
You don't have that life essence. Nah.
Right.
No. No. No, no, no. But see, and that's where I mean, I just want us to understand, man, that the one that's on us, like you said, we cannot heal you. Your doctor can't heal. Even if they could use the word heal, your immune system got to heal yourself, man.
Right.
Your pituitary gland has to be functioning and active to produce the right hormone to heal yourself.
Exactly.
But when we don't eat how God created us to eat, which is not every day, and we're herbivores, we eat to if you're not eating to replace something on your body, then you might be overeating.
Right.
Because your body is not going to won't know what to do with it, so you will turn that apple into poison, which is why diabetics can't eat a lot of fruits, because their body can't register no more sugars. So
exactly.
See, so right, but these oils, because a diabetic gets hungry, and when they get hungry, anybody that has experienced hunger, it will shut you down.
Yes.
It was tell our diabetic brothers and sisters what they can do, sis. How long will it take?
Cinnamon bark essential oil. just unscrew the top, pop the top, inhale within 22 seconds. You're going to get that feeling of satiety. It's going to start to balance out your glucose levels. Cinnamon is very
good
for
diabetes.
Right.
It will stop you from creating diabetes.
Creating, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Creating it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what was the other one? Says? I just had to throw that because I know, you know, how we think. It's no quick.
Yeah.
It's no quick fix.
No, I was just going to add that it's also good for people with high blood pressure, cinnamon oil.
42% of the black male population is diagnosed with high blood pressure hypertension. 47.9% of the black woman population has been diagnosed with hypertension, high blood pressure. They call these the silent disease.
Mm-hmm.
The silent killer. The silent killer. So when you see that brother or sister that dropped, it's no natural cause. That silent killer killing us, man. You see these rappers and these stars can't make it past 45, 50, and they dying. The silent killer.
That's right.
And we got... You, how many people you know taking a blood pressure pill for 10, 15, 20 years, and we saying you can just, you don't need it. You can smell the oil. Man, we are sick people, man. We are sick people, man.
It's too easy, that's why.
We both got diabetic people that ask us for advice.
Yes.
And I'm saying, I tell them, how if you've been taking this pill over a year, then you maybe I'm not even trying to tell you take a pill. I'm just saying stop. Stop eating the stuff that's causing you to have diabetes. Well, you need help to stop doing that. Well, pop the top on the cinnamon. Tell us, how long will it? You pop the top, and what happens?
22 seconds. Just inhale and exhale, and that's helping you breathe better, which is going to help you lower your blood pressure. Breathing, those that have high blood pressure.
See. That's what. But it's it. Look,
yes,
we go. Let's. I like to tune into this show, sis. With our audience.
Yes, definitely. Give them a number. They might want to tune in.
Yes, audience, everybody, please. It is the Another Clean Glass production. It's a open mic discussion, so it's open. We can chime in, and they are talking about our beloved brother, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's press conference, and what we think and how we feel, and some suggestions, some plans, our wisdom on it. So, and the number is 657-383-1420. 657-383-1420. And I mean that it's a beautiful host of that hosted. I mean, and let's get it, you know, they been started for about 20 minutes, so we can jump in at a great time, and inshallah, God willing, we can be heard and we can hear some beautiful wisdom from our own.
That's right.
So, you want to close out, sis?
Just tune in. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all that came in and listened live. We appreciate you. Those that listen on the replay, we appreciate you as well. If you need some more information in regarding the Light Essential Life Essences. You can contact me on Facebook. If you have any questions about what Brother Sean said, you can contact him. We're here for you. And let's heal.
Let's heal. We love you, family. We do this for the love.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So everybody tune in to the Another Clean Glass. Let's hear some beautiful wisdom. And we will see y'all next Tuesday.
Next
inshallah, God willing. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.